Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, right on the money. Wednesday morning, 6 o'clock. It's the 28th day of January, 2026. I know, right? I went. Hold up. If today's the 28th, that means first just around the corner. I gotta start.
100%.
We're gonna pay these bills.
Where did January go?
I'm like, hang on a second. Carry the one, and then okay, we'll figure this out. Mm-hmm. So the first is Saturday, you say?
Oh my
right?
God.
It's weird. It's just weird. But she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Everybody good? Everything good?
Yeah.
We're chilling. We're great. Ready to go?
Yes, we are. I will say I feel like I'm the coolest aunt in the world right now. Because
listening?
I told my nephew that he can come next week to the sound space to see Ricochet. And his mom said he can miss school.
To give full... Is this a daytime thing, Adrian?
Yes, the Unlikely Live presentation will be in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The guy's gonna make it. Get the plug in.
Yeah, next
Tuesday. Tell him again. The Unlikely Live
in the Odyssey sound space next Tuesday.
How about
Plus,
that?
Your chance. You can listen to this show all week.
It's disgusting.
And get tickets to AEW Dynamite.
You know what?
Double bonus.
Just, what was it again? Unlikely.
Unlikely Live in the Odyssey sound space.
Just
plus a meet
terrible.
And greet.
I can't stand by for this overselling of the, what was it? Live? What was it?
I think it's called Unlikely.
Oh,
is that yours? Is that your podcast?
The show. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
Is that your podcast?
I'm Adrian Hernandez.
Your podcast? The one with 150,000 subscribers on YouTube.
That
one. And rising.
Huh. And by the way, the guy from... The guy from AEW who lives here in town. I don't know. Isn't it Ricochet or something
Ricochet,
like that?
Ricochet, super acrobatic. AEW
but
National
it'll
champion.
Be on the Unlikely Live podcast. That'll
the
be
first
I'm
ever
just,
live
right.
screening. It's going to be amazing.
I'm embarrassed. You disgust me.
We'll save you a seat.
What was it again? Unlikely.
Unlikely Live. Odyssey
no, I'm going to stand in the back. I want to stand in the back. Somebody asked me, will there be refreshments?
That I don't know. We'd have to talk to our promo department.
I think our budgets need to be moved.
I'm not. We got to
You know that's not happening. You know. Well, I thought this was an unlikely live presentation. Hang on a second.
Well, the Odyssey Soundspace comes first because it's at the Odyssey Soundspace. So I don't know what they have at the Odyssey Soundspace.
There's a vending machine.
That part is on.
I bring
that part is on Odyssey Soundspace.
The guest. I do that stuff.
The refreshments are.
Yeah, there's a vending machine they can purchase. A little snack, and I've got a bucket of licorice in my room, so
I'll swing.
Don't worry.
You know
guys.
What? I'll make this effort. I'll swing by like Durango Casino, and I'll get some cash. I'll get some change so that we get some people can
yeah,
use
let
a vending
line up.
Machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll print out unlikely labels and put it over soda if I have to bring it in. I'll do it. Whatever.
I swear to God, Jay Stu asked if he could cater. Again, because remember the last time? What was that? Was that your video?
Yeah.
Michaela, was that your video that we did that he bought breakfast?
Yeah, and it was so good, dude, and it was so nice.
So I think he was asking if he could do it again.
The best.
So we have to plug the Unlikely Pod and Bloom and Blinds.
Well,
and
no,
Henderson,
because any
then
tables,
we won't have any room.
Well, no, because any tables or chairs or everything, because this is like a wrestling event, those are actually weapons being used during the broadcast. So we can't put food on it because we're going to use it for stuff. Makes sense?
No, we're not. I'm going to put my foot down on that.
Yes,
no, I'm putting my foot down there.
I'm being thrown through a table.
I got to be honest.
Spoiler
alert.
Adrian.
No, double spoiler alert. Reverse spoiler alert. This whole thing will end quickly. You know how these Odyssey people will ride. If they even sniff the idea that somebody could get hurt, this whole thing would get shut down. The point to all of this is we've got tickets for AEW Wrestling Dynamite and Collision. They're taping both shows at the Pearl at the Palms next Wednesday. And then there is a meet and greet with Las Vegas' own Ricochet at the Odyssey Sound Space on Tuesday. So if you're a big wrestling fan, like Michaela's nephew.
Yes.
Where she's coolest aunt in the world. We'll have tickets for you shortly after 7 with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. New Kids, thank you for asking. At 8 with a Relationship Rehab. ASAP Rocky tickets, moments away with today's first pick. Little kids' birthday parties. Have they gone too far? I think we can all agree, yes. Our boy Matt's putting his foot down. We'll give you the scenario.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Matt's taking a stand. He wants to lead the revolution. Yes. He's trying to get everyone to follow him.
Let's go.
Yo, no, he's had enough. He's We're no people. He's like, people, it. Rise up. Rise up and come with me. Take to the streets. No more. No more goodie bags.
No more Mr. Kids, nice guy.
At the birthday party. Yeah, he goes, yeah, my wife's a much better human than I am, so it's probably still going to happen, even though she's completely stressed out. And like, which is also funny, because literally, you could roll out some pizza rolls and, you know, although kids also, well, do these have gluten? You know what 100%. I mean, they're children. How they are
Do
now.
Do these have eggs in them? I'm allergic.
Eggs.
Is this olive That's oil, awesome. Lemon cake, or frosting?
It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And by the way, don't yell at us. We respect it,
yeah.
But we also reserve the right to make fun of it.
Period.
It's okay.
Yeah, just, funny.
You know? Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Stephanie Caceres from the Southwest.
So Stephanie, Matt's taking a stand. How do we feel about goodie bags at kids' birthday parties?
I have to agree with it. Like, we have to put an end to this.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's too much. It's too far.
Yeah.
My mom's head would have exploded.
I personally like to already put treats out during a party, but I feel like they could take those as the goodie bags, but to go out and add some extras, I mean, yeah, I think it's a little too much at this point. And I agree with the whole gluten-free thing. You never know. And
well, that's another story. That's a complete other story. Adrian is gesturing wildly in the background. You are in favor of the goodie bags?
Yeah, because you could get a goodie bag done in 25 bucks and you're good to go. You buy the variety bag of candy, the variety bag of little toys in the one section at the grocery store, and you're good to go. You wrap it up nice in a bow, and here you go, kids. Thanks for coming. It's simple.
So what? Why?
A popcorn bag for me.
Yeah, or a popcorn bag considered as a goodie bag. Like, it's a very simple thing. There's a lot of crazy things being done at kids' birthday parties, especially for little kids. But for
exactly.
this to be the hill to die on is a little strange to me because it's simple. It's not a difficult task at all. There's nothing to
You're
be
just throwing
about.
Around 25 bucks. You, Adrian Hernandez, throwing around 25 bucks.
It's buying a couple variety bags of candy, putting it in the bag. Here you go,
but you've
kids.
Already bought the cake, the bouncy house, the pizzas, the
Thank
sodas.
You.
Then
house.
You know what happens? Your sister calls you it's and says, "Can you come over and do the goodie bags with me?" So then the sisters go over and do the goodie bags together, and then it's 1 a.m. and you're like, "Why do we do this?" It's not a personal thing. It's just something I heard about. Okay.
Right. Right.
We just worked presents.
Through, I believe we just worked through some trauma here, Stephanie.
Yeah, me and my sister-in-law are traumatized.
That was amazing.
Do you feel better?
That was a fantastic rant.
I do feel better, actually, yeah.
Good.
Like, holy.
It was like 12 years of getting that off my chest.
That's my thing, Adrian. Honestly, that's my thing with that, is that you've already done the cake. You've done all the other things that Michaela just said. Now on top of it, I got to spend another 25 bucks and send them home with goodie bags?
And they're doing this thing now where you like also go to the kids' school and do like donut day. So like aside from the party that you have at your house, then you go bring like donuts
yeah,
and juice
it makes
the
it
day
so
of the
much
birthday.
Simpler.
It makes it so much simpler. You just got to bring a couple pizzas from wherever, drop it off. The kids can have it in a juice box.
In addition to the party.
And you know what? Right, Adrian, you know what's missing there? Goodie bags. You don't have to. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's just a little complicated when it's like a goodie bag with like toys. You don't know exactly what kind of toy to put in there, like a glow in the dark, a ring that's going to be around the house.
Buy a little Hot Wheels.
Then you get the call.
Simple.
Then you get the phone call. My kid could choke on this.
Yeah.
My kid, how dare you? My kid could choke on this. Well, tell your kid to stop putting stuff in their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's another insult that I'm... Nope, we're done now. Hey, Stephanie, have fun at ASAP Rocky.
Thank you.
Not ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, look what Jai just pulled out of the oven. Good feeling stories of the... Ooh, they smell hot and fresh.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Well, let's just start with this one. There's a 92-year-old lady in Florida. She works in at a Burlington in Pompano Beach, Florida. 92 years old.
Come on, girl.
Muriel is her name. Muriel Connick. She'd love to retire, but Social Security isn't gonna cover her nut. So, a bunch of folks that see her at the store all the time, and a bunch of people that work with her, all got together, started a GoFundMe. This is the woman that helped draw attention to what was happening. Her name is April Steele, and Muriel talking about this GoFundMe, which is now up around $90,000.
This lady working in the dressing room, my heart sank. I thought, why is a 92-year-old woman working? It just seemed unbelievable to me.
Well, I have to. It's the rent, and it's the car payment, and the car insurance, and the telephone, electricity, and cable.
And it has taken off. People have been so generous.
Well, I was really surprised. I really thank them very much, and I don't know what I'd do without them.
She sounds great for 92.
Ugh, amazing.
Doesn't she, though?
Let me tell you, she must be in her late 80s. She works at the gas station next to my house, the Terribles. And she's so sweet. And I always say, what are you doing? She goes, I got to work. This is just what I have to do. And that's crazy. So I'm so happy that they took care of this.
Let's figure out what
woman.
Her deal is.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do this. Seriously. Let's do this. Let's start a GoFundMe. Let's retire her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, you know what I'm thinking?
That's how things start.
I think it's so sweet. I think that the GoFundMes are tricky, though, because I'm trying to think. I know that I tried for somebody else, and they were like, no, don't put my business out there like that.
So, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, this
it's
is...
so
yeah.
both.
Sure. Also, this company, you know what I just realized, too? This company doesn't want any part of it. So we might not be able to. Have to figure something else out.
Well, I love that they retired this woman, 92.
Yeah, and I love the idea that you know what? Just you do what you do. You do that, the magic that you do, and we'll figure something. Know what I mean?
Totally.
We'll come up with something for this nice lady. Then there's this. You know that big storm in Pittsburgh this past week? 9 employees. Okay, there were a bunch of people. Nobody checked in on Sunday because everybody stayed home. But there were already 40 guests that were in Pittsburgh at the Hampton Inn that couldn't check out. They stayed one day too long. There were 40 of them stuck in the hotel. So 9 employees stayed and worked a big old fat double to, just to kind of make sure that everybody was taken care of. Apparently, everybody had a blast. And here's one of the guests. You're like, okay, why? Why would they do this? Well, here's why.
I was like, do I really want to do another 9-hour drive through a arguably historic weather event? So here we are.
Yeah. I smell what you're cooking.
Totally.
There. But apparently they threw a big party. And then just because we could use more of this in the world, and I don't know if you heard, Lady Gaga is doing a Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl ad, and it's pretty great.
You know, when I think about Won't You Be My Neighbor, I just think about my earliest memories as a kid watching Mr. Rogers, and I think about how much he meant to people, especially kids at home.
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Holy
Gaga's the best forever.
You know? Holy wait, she really Gaga and a piano, man.
That was the best.
That was when she was doing that at Dolby Live at Park MGM. That was, and then when she would go over to the bar afterwards.
Oh yeah.
So good.
After dark. So good.
Yeah, yeah. All of that. Just really good. That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7:02 on Wednesday, the 20th. It's funny to hear it come out of your mouth. The 28th day of January.
Unreal.
2026. How about what? Listen to me going through puberty. That's awesome. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Wow. What, hey, Adrian, what'd you just ask me right before we went on the air?
Is there anyone from whether childhood or your early 20s that you just have beef with, you do not like?
No.
Well, the reason I ask is there's an argument going online right now about Tracy Morgan, who was filmed walking out of a New York Knicks game, and this homeless guy approaches him asking for some money. Turns out that Tracy Morgan knows this dude.
Oh, Jesus.
And he goes, I remember you.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me like I owe you something. Uh-huh. I remember what you used to say to me when we were younger.
Right.
And there's
right.
a lot of people that are like, hey, be right. the bigger person, help him out. And then there's my side.
No.
If that guy used to talk mess to him, if that guy, sorry. I do believe, to your point, there's somebody that did me dirty, and recently they kind of came back around, and tried to weasel their way back in, and I just knew I can't do it. It's not good for me. It's not good for me. It's not going to help them at all necessarily. They did me dirty. And then here's the thing. There was no apology with it. You know what I'm saying? If they mm-hmm. would have come and said, look, I know I did you dirty and I regret that. Instead, it was just the, I miss you, bro. Wish we could talk. Well, you do your part first.
And the assumption of time being the sorry is like, no, it's just time has passed, but nothing has changed in our situation.
Right. Michaela, do I have to go ask for that? Or is it okay? Is it okay for me? Is it okay for me to sit back and expect them to offer it up willingly? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I'm still trying to wrap my head around the Tracy Morgan thing because it was brought up, like him being homeless and Tracy Morgan being Tracy Morgan. I think it's like...
And to add a little bit of context, Michaela, sorry to cut you off. A lot of people said, hey, this was a childhood bully. It turns out, I think it was a comedian that he used to run with when they were trying to make a name for themselves and was a part of like this core group that used to do shows. And apparently this guy used to be the trash talker to everyone.
Sure.
Totally. Whatever the case is, the guy's homeless and Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan. I think at some point you could just be like, bro, just let it go. Like, it's not about being the bigger person. Like, that guy is clearly suffering in his own skin. Like, all good. I would have thrown him a 20, called it a day. With Chet, no, if you don't want to apologize, they don't have to apologize. I had therapy yesterday.
Yeah, good.
And
with the new therapist? How did it go with the new therapist?
I love
yeah,
her.
Oh yeah. Yes. You're in love. Sure.
We're in love. But she said a million times, which is so true, what people do is a reflection of them, has nothing to do with me or you or anybody. So it's like, you just kind of got to get on with it.
Both Adrian and I went, like our faces both lit up. You go first. What were you going to say in response to that?
I do not like that always the bigger person needs to be the more successful person in this case. No, Tracy Morgan didn't do anything. He's minding his own business, living his life like he has. The person that needs to be a bigger person and apologize is the guy who, unfortunately, in this situation, is going through some difficult circumstances.
Yeah.
And similarly, to tie it all together in a bow, similarly, if that guy goes to Tracy Morgan and goes, look, man, I know I talked mess about you before, and I was bad, and I was mean, I was bad to you, and you're doing really great, and I'm proud of you. I really need help. Can you help me? Now, I appreciate your thought of, yeah, you could flip him a 20 and keep it pushing, but
I wouldn't want to be friends with the guy. I'd be like, here you go, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry for your luck. Peace. Like, I'm not trying to be friends with any of these people. Like, I just want to
that
be like,
I like.
Thank you for your projection. Here's a 20. Bye.
So I do want to go back. So is it okay that I'm, because what I need from my guy, from my former, and we were friends, like we were tight, we were bros, but he did me dirty twice, three times even. And do I have an obligation, because I know what it would take to fix the situation, literally would be if he would just go, look, man, I know I did you wrong and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen, if that's all you need to mend the friendship, then yeah, for sure. I think apologies are so thrown away now. If this is the second or third time, like I'm personally, I'm so good. I let so much go, so much go. But once I'm done, there's no going back. Like, it's thank you for your apology. Okay. Thank you for whatever. It's a wrap. So if you,
that's how I feel.
But you want Tracy to give him money though, and you're saying it's a wrap. There's nothing.
Well,
that
now
can
we're
fix
talking
this.
About Chet.
Okay,
and his friend.
Fair enough.
Because they're two totally different situations.
Though. Are they?
But I wanted to address. Tracy's situation. Well, yeah, the guy's homeless and he approached him and then realized it was Tracy and he was like, oh my God. And then Tracy was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but
this guy you've been friends with for a long time. He did you dirty three times. Now he wants to be friends again.
And I haven't talked to him in 15 years.
Yeah, but if now Chet's friend is this guy's homeless now, it wants to be friends and needs help. Like, I don't think it's Chet's responsibility to be like, hey,
he's
I
not,
need the
he
help
lives
out
with
now.
His mom. He's a full-grown adult, lives with his mom.
Okay, see? And but that has nothing to do with Chet. And I also think Tracy almost passed away, and it gave him like a new, like, hey, my life could have ended. I got a new perspective. I don't need to play these games. No, man, you did me wrong. You don't want to apologize? Let's keep it pushing.
And yeah. By the way, can I ask you this, too? How do we know about this Tracy Morgan situation? Did that dude tell her, you know what I mean? Like, how...
It was at where the Knicks. It's where the celebrities leave and enter at the Knicks game. So it wasn't purposely recorded. It just got caught on camera.
But like, how did they find out what the story was? Oh, because Tracy said, "I know you," and then they said, and then they went and asked why.
Well, and when it went viral, people were like, "Oh, this guy must be a childhood bully." And they're like, no, he used to be a comedian. And yeah,
I think it's just intentions indifferent. The homeless guy didn't. Try to find Tracy and be friends with him the way that Chet's friend's trying to make up with him. To me, it is different. But either way, when I'm done, it's over. Like, I literally cut everything off. I really don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't need I don't need anything. We're good.
I see it. It's a part of your personality that's not, that I don't think very many people see. But I can see it. But it doesn't, I don't recognize it in you. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I have no doubt that you do it. I just don't, that's not the person.
And I don't ever want to see it.
Right. Me neither.
Amen,
me neither.
Sister.
No, we don't need any of that smoke. Nobody wants any of that. Why don't we get to it? 702-364-9898. Brand new champion yesterday on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Rhiannon Lucero of North Las Vegas is our brand new champion. She's fun. And so how are we framing this up, Adrian? The AEW?
AEW Dynamite plus from the Odyssey Sound Space, Unlikely Live, Ricochet, Meet and Greet. That was poorly done, but we'll work on it.
No,
I like it. Honestly,
it
was better than what I was going to do. I liked it. I just wanted to make sure that we worked in the Unlikely Live part. We have two tickets for AEW. They're filming Dynamite and Collision. That's their two shows at Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms Casino and Resort next Wednesday. On Tuesday, Unlikely Live. That's Adrian's podcast, the Unlikely Pod. We're going to do a live episode at the Odyssey Sound Space.
And first we would ever.
Like for you. For yeah, sure.
Yes.
Sure. And then we'd like you to be there so you can meet Ricochet. And it's just kind of a cool thing all the way around. And we just want to hang out with you, you know, do some wrestling stuff. So it'll be great. And there might even be food.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
at the least a vending machine.
And the listen, meet and greet.
Yep, I'll bring change for the vending machine. And I'll throw some pizza rolls in the air fryer. They won't still be warm, but we could throw them in the microwave. Mm-hmm. I don't like my pizza rolls microwaved, but you get what's
fryer?
Going on here.
Have you ever done air fryer?
This is what I'm saying, an air fryer. I'll throw them in the air fryer, but I don't know if they'll stay warm. I'll try and throw them in the insulated bag. Come down, stay warm. So they might be, come and have some soggy, lukewarm pizza rolls.
Hit the crisp button on the machine. Might change that.
And I'll bring a bunch of singles for the vending machine. Other than that, it'll be dope. Maybe we'll, hey, you know what? Maybe a few of us will just sneak out to the parking lot. I ain't saying what's happening out there. Bring your own. Bring your own. If,
BYOW, baby.
Or whatever.
My nephew's going to have a hell of a time. He has no idea what to expect.
BYO.
Well, when I was his age, I used to skip school for the same reason.
Where did Jay and Adrian go? You leave those boys alone.
The uncle
don't do
walk.
What they do. Don't do what they do. Where'd Unc go? Don't worry about that. 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now.
Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Oh, just at the last second, we were able to find our champion. I was ready to do my cover version for you, Michaela. Mm. Baby, where is my champion?
Period.
I don't know the rest of the song enough to go any further than that, but that's why I was going to give you that.
Yeah, it was all there's needed.
Along with, to go with the otter picture I sent you earlier.
Yes.
Today. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
See the otter picture?
Yes. Thank you.
You didn't respond. Not even an emoji. Not even a thumbs up emoji. Nothing.
I know. She's being. I'll tell you why. Now live on
you
air.
Know, and she's
beautiful.
She's been grinding. She's been grinding on these questions today. You have. You've worked very hard. I want you to know it's
Thank
been noticed.
You.
I watched you. I was like, she's working in there today. I'm excited.
I'm ready.
And I'm excited that we were able to find our champion. Welcome back, Rhiannon Lucero from North Las Vegas. Hi, Rhiannon.
Good morning.
We almost didn't find you. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were looking for me. I'm actually really easy to find.
Is it just me or can we not? She sounds all swirly.
She sounds inside like she's in a plane.
You in a plane?
Yeah, although, that might be Junior, though, our competitor.
Oh, Junior, is that you? Our challenger, Junior, are you the loud one?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
there
no, it's all
go.
Good.
Go.
It's okay. Did you roll the window up? Thanks. Appreciate you. This is all good.
What we were talking about earlier, but this is Junior Shewee from Enterprise.
Make sure that you buzz in with your name once you believe you know the answer to the question. But don't answer until we call upon you because you may think you got in first, but you did not. Hey, Rhiannon, here's the one big duty that you have as champion. You have to explain to everybody why our quizmaster is known as the commissioner. Why is that?
Because her last name is Gordon.
That's because her last name is Gordon. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
The song Golden is the theme song to this movie that now has come out with its own toy line. What's the name of this movie?
Junior?
Rhiannon.
Hey, Junior. Junior got in first.
Oh. I'm not sure, but maybe Demon K-Pop Hunters.
Well,
you gonna accept that? Michaela likes it. Adrian, do you like it?
Yeah.
That was good.
Close it. He had all the words. He did have all the words. Golden? They were just in the wrong. Yeah. Huh?
That's the song. That's the song, buddy.
Demon Hunters. Sorry.
No, stick with the first one.
Oh, he said it right there.
Yeah, say it again. Say it again.
Demon Hunters.
There you go, baby.
Yeah, there you go. K-pop sorry, Demon Hunters is. We knew what you meant. You were just a little nervous. It's all good.
Also, Junior, scream your name if you're going to answer again. There's urgency. Rhiannon's not messing around. We're not at the library.
Uh-oh.
I'm just trying to give him a tip. He was like,
he was like, no, I'm in.
He's like, Junior. He was like, no.
You gotta stay with your chest, babe.
Okay. The challenger is up one zip.
This singer is going jazz as she plays at some of the blues nightclubs in New York and L.A., and she's blaming it on her juice, baby. What's this singer's name?
I got the clue. One.
Shut up, dummy.
Is that Lizzo?
That is right.
I got the clue. I got the juice clue.
The juice, baby. She's
going jazz. Juice clue.
Yeah.
By the way, if I get three before either one of you guys, you both get sent packing, and we give away the tickets to caller number 25. So don't let that happen.
Oh, no.
Challenger one, champion squad douche, and I got one.
This singer just came out with his new single Aperture, but his fans are a little upset with the cost of ticketing.
Junior.
Bruno Mars.
Is it Bruno Mars?
Crap!
No! Rhiannon, do you have an answer?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. This singer just came out with his new single, Aperture, but his fans are still upset with the cost of ticketing to see him at Madison Square Garden. What's his name?
Oh my goodness.
Two. One.
Crap!
Oh boy, you guys, we're talking about Harry Styles. Harry Styles. I've got two.
Here we go. This show. Let's do it now. This show is assembling an all-star cast for its 800th episode alongside characters like Lisa, Homer, Marge, and Maggie. What's the show's name?
Rhiannon!
The Simpsons.
Are we talking about The Simpsons? Yes, yeah. Rhiannon's on the board. Champion one, challenger one. I got two. I thought I had you guys right there.
This artist came out with an apology and is now saying it was not a publicity stunt, even though his album is still coming out Friday. What's his name?
You better get this. You better get it.
No.
One.
Shut up, dummy.
It's cryptic, that clue, that question. Michaela, are you talking about Kanye West?
You know I am.
Oh, boy. Game over.
Sorry, sis.
Get out.
Get out.
This hadn't happened in a long time.
I know. You guys were doing so good.
Embarrassing.
That's really hard, too. The Kanye story's funny. Just that, he's come back out again and said, I'm really sorry for all the stuff that I said before about Hitler and Nazis and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, yeah, hey, we noticed you got an album coming out Friday. Seems like every time you got an album coming out, it was the drugs and there was and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's funny how that happens. All of a sudden, he's super sorry right when the album comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's three for me, Junior. Goodbye,
yes. Sweet angel.
So sorry, pal.
Call back again, brother.
Okay. Rhiannon Lucero of North Las Vegas, who may be one of the sweetest champions that we've ever had.
Oh yeah.
But we've gotta give her a round of applause. Send her packing. See you later,
sister.
Bye, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow, two brand new challengers on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and right now, the AEW Dynamite and Collision at Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms, plus the meet and greet with Ricochet. What is it, Adrian? It's the Unlikely
Live from the Odyssey Soundspace.
presents Unlikely Live, presents Ricochet Meet and Greet, the Odyssey Soundspace on Tuesday. All of that for you if you are caller number 25 right now. It's 702-364-9898. Good luck.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
We were about to go on. Were you saying something, Michaela?
I said the winner.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we got it. We still had to give away the tickets to somebody, yes. Even though everybody else lost. So who was caller 25, Adrian?
That'll be Jessica Rizzo from North Las Vegas.
Oh, hey. Hey, Rizzo. Oh, does everybody call you Rizzo? Does everybody just call you Rizzo?
Some people call me JR, but honestly, my brother is the one who goes by Rizzo, so they just call me Jeff.
I totally get it. Totally get it. Rizzo is also the guy of the Hell's Angels. I get it every once a year at Toy Drive. I get a Hell's Angel to tell me that he loves me.
By the way, you framed that.
It's the greatest thing ever. Honestly, that might be my favorite part of Toy Drive. It might be. Tickets for you to AEW Dynamite and Collision at the Pearl at the Palms next Wednesday. On Tuesday, the day before that, Odyssey Soundspace is a little bit of a takeover from the Unlikely Pod. That's Adrian's wrestling podcast with 150,000 subscribers.
Yes.
Are you? Oh, Adrian, we've got a fan. You've got a fan, brother.
Some WWE questions and Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Well, listen, let's get you in here to meet Adrian, and also that guy, you know, Ricochet is going to be there too, but you'll come and meet Adrian, the host of Unlikely, right?
Yeah.
I'll make sure. Listen, I know people who know people. I'll make sure that you get a little personal time with Mr. Hernandez himself.
All right.
I think I can make.
No, Adrian's super cool. His podcast is amazing. He does great content, great coverage at the live shows, every wrestling event.
Yes.
Everybody, stay quiet so we can record this.
Yeah. Are you single, Jess?
Wait a minute.
Jess, DM me if you're single. I want to do
Michaela,
Stop,
I'm not.
Yeah, can,
I'm
hey,
not. I have a boyfriend.
Can we get your social handles?
I'm not. My boyfriend's actually the one
since when?
To, like, all the wrestling stuff, so I'll be taking him with me.
Yeah, gee, we can't have wrestling fans. We gotta do all the extra stuff, guys.
Yeah. But she has a boyfriend, so it doesn't matter now anyway.
Yeah, the door is open. We're not going to walk through it. And by the way, because you put your foot in this one. Oh, you're not single now?
Maybe not. Who knows?
Oh, whatever.
This man of mystery sent me a photo of my friend just this morning. Was like, what's her name? So don't try to play me.
And the first thing Michaela said is she's married. I didn't ask that. I said, what her name?
Well, maybe he's saving himself for her. Maybe that's why he was taking himself off the market.
Makes sense.
Just in case there was an opportunity. So Jess, we're all going to hang out on Tuesday. Fair?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Bring some change for the vending machine.
Okay.
Okay. Or your card. But I'll just say bring some change. Don't trust your card.
Do the tap.
Not with that.
Do the tap.
Not with that machine. Nah, don't do it.
Oh, no.
No, because all of a sudden, Michaela's bought a whole bunch of stuff in Indonesia. She don't know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you it was the vending machine.
That damn TikTok shop.
Yeah. Both.
You nut.
Both are fair. Yeah,
it's gone
that's
now,
true.
But
late late night TikTok shop will get you.
Does every
It'll
night.
It'll get you. All right, Jess, you hang on. Coming up, people asking about New Kids, 8 o'clock with Relationship Rehab. Okay, New Kids. And then we've got the Universal Horror Unleashed experience at Area 15. That's brand new. People super excited about it. 4 haunted houses, live entertainment, themed food and drinks. We will do that with the 177-second survey coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela and I were just discussing an inter-corporate email that we got. We were just kind of talking about stuff that's going on in the company and everything. And she said, well, do you think that it means this? And I said, well, what led you to ask me that? And she was, because it says it right here, which is really funny to me. Because it's like, doesn't read the emails now?
Yeah, you guys.
Who?
I didn't for the first 2 years, but now.
No reverse.
I read a first paragraph, baby.
Reverse.
Thank you.
Reverse.
I'm proud of you, Michaela.
Thank you, and thank you.
A new international era, new hair. Let's go.
This is how the turns table.
New hair? Did you say new hair?
I think she's talking to you, Adrian.
No, I did not say new hair.
Oh, what'd you say?
New year, new you.
New year.
Who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Saraive Bautista from Tropicana and Boulder.
Hi. Hey. Hey, Sarai.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. So along with what we were just kind of talking about New Year and all this kind of stuff, how would you rate your 177-second survey starts now? What would you rate? They asked Americans to rank 2025 on a scale of 1 to 10. For the record, 2024 as a whole... 2025, we're in 2026 now. Okay, 2024 scored a 6-1. What did the year 2025 score for you?
I'd say like a 7. It was a 7. It was an okay year.
Yeah, Michaela?
Yeah, I'd give it an 8.
Adrian?
Give it a 9.
Yeah, I was thinking solid 8.5. I like 9. Eight and a half, nine, somewhere in there. So 8.75. The average, when they asked all of these Americans, 5.3.
I get it.
Listen, hear that, sister.
Tough out there.
For some.
Well, for me, it would have been 10, but John Cena retired, so it's a 9.
Oh,
you can't have everything, but it is
9.95 then, maybe.
Yeah.
Sarai, am I saying it right? Sarai?
Sarai.
Oh, literally. Sarai. I thought Adrian was just putting hot sauce on it. He was actually being accurate.
For
I
once.
Like it.
Yeah. For once.
Well, no, man. Today's your day. So they wanted a relationship rehab because they're fighting over this. We have a stack of paper plates in our cabinet above the regular plates.
Yes.
Although most nights, because I love to cook, I make a full-blown dinner and I serve it on the normal plates. But if it's left overnight or a quick heat-up dinner, I serve it on paper plates. My significant other says we're hillbillies. Is it normal? I say this is perfectly normal. Is it normal to have a stack of paper plates for use, even if it is not for a picnic or outdoor gathering? Is this normal? And we're not hillbillies. Please settle this dispute. Sarai.
Yes, that's completely normal. I have kids. I'm not washing all these dishes. You can have a paper plate.
No.
And a paper cup. You can have plastic cups.
I was going to say.
I'm not washing it.
Yes.
I was going to say add plastic fork, spoon, and knife as well. Call me a hillbilly baby. Yes. We're throwing it away. We are done after the meal.
I do like a regular fork. I like a regular fork.
And
for whatever reason,
too.
And in our fork set, we've got small forks with it, or those salad forks or whatever. I hate them. I like the big fork for my big mouth.
Yeah.
Put a paper plate all day long. I don't care.
I hear that deeply.
Adrian, paper plates?
Yes, but spend a couple bucks more to get the sturdy paper plate, not
when
the flimsy
joint. When did you get so rich?
I know, slow down, bro. Whoa, somebody got a bonus?
Earlier this morning, too, he was like, oh, yeah, we were talking about goodie bags at kids' birthday parties. And Adrian's like, no, spend the money. And it's like, who are you? Where did you get, when did you get rich?
That's right.
I do have to agree. I will go, I'll spend the extra money on the heavier, sturdier plates.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
The little flimsy plates, they just don't cut it.
Yeah, no, Adrian, well, we you're have not class. Wrong.
Thank you. I'm mocking and poking, but that's just because we're boys. You're not wrong.
Yeah,
you're
1,000%
right.
On me.
Yeah.
No.
Sturdy and hard, baby.
No flimsy. What did we learn about Adrian today? Nothing flimsy. No flimsy. Sarai. If you got one takeaway from today's show, no flimsy on Adrian.
Mm-hmm. No flimsy.
And he's
got
rich.
It.
And he's rich, and we didn't expect it.
And
all right,
not single anymore.
And apparently not single.
It was back to the flimsy thing. Would you win, though?
Huh? The Universal Horror Unleashed experience at Area 15, courtesy of Universal Horror Unleashed. 4 haunted houses, live entertainment, themed food and drinks. Have a really great time. We've got 2 free tickets for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hang on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Relationship Rehab coming up next. New kids tickets for the Right Stuff Residency. Dolby Live, Park MGM. Dolby Live at Park MGM. Vegas is the only place to see NKOTB in 2026. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But I got to be honest, because you listen to the Chet Buchanan Show, you have a chance to win free ones coming up in just a minute and qualify for upgraded bar stool seat tickets. Don't you, if you really wish to achieve your goals in this particular aspect and or stage of the relationship, don't you have to give up home field advantage? Does that sound cryptic? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you have to give up home court advantage, home field advantage? Don't you... if you're having sleepover, well, I can explain the whole thing in a minute, but it is my belief, and apparently the belief of some others, that if you really want things to play out the way that you want them to play out, you've got to give up a little something, that little something being home court advantage. We'll explain in Relationship Rehab coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
A couple of minutes past 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning, the 28th day of January 2026. Saturday's already February. That's crazy. That's wild. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by the biggest big game bash takeover, downtown Las Vegas Events Center. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. You know what's happening then. The big game. Gather your crew. Lock down a spot right now, DLVEC.com. I like it. Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf. You know they were proud sponsors of the 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes, Big Bully Turf, Sea of Bikes.
Hey.
And now is the Big Bully Turf Relationship Rehab. Big Bully Turf Relationship Rehab.
Yeah.
Nikki Sunrise Manor says this popped up when one of my friends started dating a new guy. She was telling me that they started spending the night together at his place. He loves that they're, you know, doing it.
Understandable.
But he hates that she stays over and will stay a little bit later after he leaves for work. Nikki says, isn't that part of the deal? If they want to stay, they get to stay. Certainly, you should leave at a reasonable time in the morning. So, okay, I don't want her staying here in my place alone after I've left. Now, after you've, you know, crossed a certain line, you know, then You're going to allow this, but you won't allow that. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Did you say how long they've been dating?
Mm-mm. New. Said new.
Okay.
They started spending the night together. Certainly, so here's what Nikki says. Certainly, you should leave at a reasonable time in the morning, but unless it's an agreed upon, ahead of time, they do get to stay if they like. I thought this was an interesting turn of phrase. If you wish to have more control over the comings and goings, what? Mm-hmm. I see what you did there. Don't you have to give up home court advantage?
Got it.
So, and I find this interesting as well. What Nikki is saying is that, okay, they get to, so if you want to be the stayer and not the stayee, then you got to go stay at their place. This has to happen at their place. Then you do whatever you want.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Within reason. 702-364-9898. New Kids, Right Stuff Residency, Dolby Live, Park MGM, for the Wednesday, February 18th show, which when you look at it, there's a couple weeks out, you know, like three.
Insane.
Plus, qualify for upgraded barstool seat tickets, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. First things first, be caller number 25, 702-364-9898 right now.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I think we've struck a nerve, Michaela.
My phone's lit up.
Sorry. You know what? Mine too, but not for the reason that you think.
Well, not mine either, but...
May I indulge just for a second? Our buddy John James, who used to be the production director here at 98.5 KLUC, used to be on the radio and stuff. I'm pretty sure he made this.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Pretty sure he put that together.
Nice.
I think he was the guy. He says, hey, not to be the shout out guy, but the kids listen to you heading to school in the morning, and Nikki, his lovely wife. Nikki and I are trying to prove that we're cool parents and we know Uncle Chet. And by extension, Uncle Adrian and Auntie Michaela. Any chance that you would say hello to Jack, Addison, and Cooper? Absolutely not.
Yeah, especially not Cooper.
We'd never do that. Jack. Jack, Addison, and Cooper, say their names?
Yeah.
Please.
What's up,
we love you, Jack.
Of course we will. No, and in fact, by the way, Jack, Addison, and Cooper, we should all get together sometime soon.
Wait,
we need to do that.
Can I tell you something?
We should go to Chili's.
Just because it got brought up, I said this baby's name yesterday, baby Nathan, who drew me the photo, but he has a brother, Moses, and I didn't
say
his name.
Oh, you're in big trouble.
Moses, I love you.
Yeah, right? Right? You left the one out, and it's like, what the?
I know, dude, and I was
what'd
like,
I do?
Oh, no, sorry, dude.
All right now listen.
Important stuff.
Listen, though, this is not appropriate for Jack, Addison, and Cooper. It's not appropriate topic. It's not appropriate content. Nikki in Sunrise, different one. Nikki in Sunrise Manor. One of her friends has started dating a new guy. Nikki was being told that they started having sleepovers. He loves that. Doesn't really like that she stays after he leaves for work. Isn't that part of the deal? Nikki asks. If they want to stay, they get to stay. Certainly you should leave at a reasonable time in the morning, but unless it's agreed upon ahead of time, you get to stay if you like. If you wish to have more control over the comings and goings, clever, don't you have to give up home court advantage? I guess there's parts of that. Where are we going to start, Adrian?
We'll start with Tierra.
Tierra, what do you think? Do you have to give up? To be able to control the staying and going, do you have to give up home court advantage?
Absolutely. I think that if they were to go to the other person's house, they could show them how they do it. Maybe it would kind of give them a hint, especially being a new relationship.
Cute.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Show them. That's really smart. Show them how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Love and it.
I mean, being so new in the relationship, though, I think, like, you should either leave before they do or at the same time that they do, because, like, you shouldn't be in their house alone. You don't know them that well.
From this moment forward, Michaela, I have nothing else left to say. Tierra is speaking for me.
It's genius.
Just so you know, Tierra's saying everything I would say. Mm-hmm. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, except absolutely. For this.
I did get a text. She said, leave that schmuck. So
what?
That's the other
that's
side of
funny.
The coin.
Tierra, here's the one last thing I have to say. We'll see you at New Kids for the Right Stuff residency, Dolby Live at Park MGM on Wednesday the 18th. Fingers crossed that we upgrade you to the barstool seat tickets. You know, that side stage deal. It's pretty cool.
That would be awesome. I haven't seen them in years. I'm so excited.
Yeah. You'll be seeing them now. Start picking out your outfit.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Hang tight one second. We'll get that all. So how do you feel about this, Michaela?
I don't know. I think that I wish I knew actually how long they'd been dating, because I do think it matters. But if they started sleepovers, I think that it's rough. Yeah, I think if he doesn't want her in his space, then go to her house. And that's just kind of what you have to do. Because unless you're like, hey, can you leave when I leave? I think it's, I don't know. It just doesn't sit right after you guys have been intimate.
After you've crossed that boundary. Like, I hear you.
Yeah. I hear you. Like, and girls are sensitive and sweet, and like, she's not doing anything. She's probably like just cleaning up. Like, it's so.
Well, that you know of.
Yeah.
That you know of. I also, later this week, I've got somebody who, went snooping and didn't like what they found.
Can I add another layer to this?
I suppose, but hang on. Hold your layer. Hold your layer for a second. Michaela, you said time was a factor for you. 6 months? A year? 3 months? What stands out to you?
Yeah.
I know that's a tough question.
I think 6 months to a year, for absolutely a year.
6 months is where...
6 months. Yeah, I think so. But then also when we said that they've been intimate, I think that once the door's been open, like if she's sleeping at your house and you're letting her sleep at your house, I think it's just bad taste to be like, get out. Like you have, like just go to her house then, if that's like something that bothers you.
The other thing that I was just curious about is it, are you upset about the sleeping? Or are you just upset about, the staying over, or are you upset about the fact that she stays after you leave for work? And to me, that's a distinction. And the only thing I would add on to what Tierra said is I would maybe counsel my friend and just go, leave when he leaves a couple of times. And see if that changes the vibe.
I know.
What's in your brain?
Because I'm trying to
I love
think,
this.
Because my girlfriend is blowing me up on my phone.
Yep.
And I'm seeing her response, which is a very valid response. And
the one that
I'm
said, leave this schmuck?
Yeah. She said, leave this schmuck. And she doesn't like it at all. She's like, no. For me, though, in this position, if I've slept over at somebody's house, even after being intimate, I leave when they leave. Because I just also don't want to be in their house. Mm-mm. Honestly, I don't even like to sleep at people's house. Like, obviously, before Lisa. I don't even like to sleep at people's houses. I like my own space. But I would definitely leave when they did. However, the argument on the other side, definitely with two girls on my phone, is, no, that's so rude. And you're there and you can hang out and you can stay.
Because like you said, girls are sensitive and they're sweet. And I hear this.
Right. I do too. I'm like so conflicted.
I hear the, we just did that and you can't. And now you don't want me there. I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I really wonder if it's the staying or if it's the staying after I've left.
I think it's the staying after he's left.
I think so too.
I think that's the vibe he's giving.
I do want to make room for Adrian's layer. Yes, sir.
I'm fully prepared for people to think I'm crazy by saying this, but to me, it is more intimate to have someone sleeping over and coming over to my home than it is getting intimate with them. Therefore, I have no problem with them staying or leaving because I wouldn't, that wouldn't be an option. You're not just coming over for no reason. If you know where I live at, where I lay my head at, where I have all my valuables, where I have all these things, once you're in, you're in.
Easily be murdered? Yeah, I got you.
Once you're in, you're in. So
you're saying, yeah, she doesn't have to leave even if you go to work. Make yourself comfortable.
Because never leave.
Yeah, if I had any of those steps, I would just go to their place.
She can leave whenever she wants, as soon as she figures out the combination.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I love that perspective so much, but now I'm thinking again, and it's not. It's even with Lisa.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking out loud because my brain is racing.
Please do.
I like also though my alone time. So it's like I want to be intimate, loving, stay in my place, get under all of my covers, but also like, how long is this going to go for? Like, how long does that go for? Like, I want to be able to come home after work because I just like to be alone because I get overstimulated in life and I like to come home and be under my own covers alone. But I don't know. Like, you know, it's like, what's the, I don't know.
You got to be pretty special to be in my house by yourself. I don't want you there. I don't want to be at the house. Yeah, I don't want to be. No, I understand. And that's yes for you. No, I'm okay if you're at my house when I'm there. This is just for me. This is just for me. I also do not want to be at your house you know, when you're not there with your creepy cat and then all of a sudden I notice that things, you know, that there are smells. You know, and what, you know, whatever kind of crazy things happen when you're alone with your own thoughts in somebody else's space. So,
it's true.
You know, this is one of those where I really would love a follow up just to know whether it's the staying over or the staying over after he's left.
Mm-hmm.
And we may never know. Good stuff, though. Oh, I love it. I love it. Relationship Rehab, brought to you by Big Bully Turf. Proud sponsors of the 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, and keeping the party going by sponsoring Relationship Rehab.
The Chet Buchanan Show, perfectly imperfect, 98.5 KLUC.
So the hot new thing for 2026, apparently, friction maxing. You heard of this?
No.
The friction maxing? The idea is that technology and things like ChatGPT are making things so convenient that it's making life less satisfying.
Oh, my God.
Now, there's folks that are, okay, it's a new thing, supposedly. Previously common conveniences like microwaves and dishwashers, that's all fine. The focus is on the newer things that basically allow us to avoid life experiences altogether. And the argument against this is that, no, you've already had your life made easier by other things. This is just the next evolution.
Sure.
Right? Like I'll be going, oh, I can't have a, you mean I'm not going to cook anymore because of microwaves?
Yeah.
But they're saying, like, if you never leave your house ever again because you have Uber Eats, or you never actually respond to a text because you have AI responding to your texts for you.
Mm-hmm. This makes sense.
Tech companies are succeeding in making us think of life itself as inconvenient. Reading is boring. Talking is awkward. Moving is tiring. Leaving the house is daunting. Thinking is hard. Interacting with strangers is scary. These are all frictions that we can now eliminate easily, and we do.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny when you see some people and you can just tell that they're just not socialized. You know what I mean? They've just not been out in public.
I just notice it more with kids, adults too, but I feel like the kids really got the...
Yeah.
Crappy end with just like the pandemic, school, growing up, and now it's like they don't have the, not all of them have the resources, which bums me out.
I was talking to my buddy about, he was the other day, he was talking about about Uber Eats. We're having discussion about Uber Eats. And he goes, you know what's funny? I've never noticed you never do it. And I go, no, you know why? I like hot food. I do. I like my food hot. So I'm willing to go pick it up.
Yeah.
You know? I just am. And I'm, or I like going to restaurants. It was funny. We were the other day, Amy and I went to the mall. We went and walked into stores and for a hot second, we were like a Macy's. We went to downtown Summerlin. For a hot second, I went into Macy's and I went, this is overwhelming.
Yeah.
there's a lot. I hadn't been in a department store in forever. And I went, this is a lot. And then I went, ooh, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I want is right here. And I can walk out of here with it. This is awesome.
It's true.
But to your point, I mean, just a lot of things can be siloed. I mean, imagine to take it one step further. Now imagine that person that stays at home is Uber eating, has AI set up for his text, works from home, dealing with AI and customer service and stuff.
Yep.
And like now you don't have any conversations. You go on social media, everything that you like, your beliefs, all that stuff, all structured. So all you're seeing is the stuff you want to see. And I think that's terrible. The reason why I say go touch grass is you need to experience everything and get all these perspectives and all these different things to be successful and a good person.
What did I challenge you to do? Work it in every once a show every day for this week?
Yeah.
Was that the challenge? There it is.
There's an epidemic. Right, touch grass and talk about it. It's true.
No, it's true, though.
And it's been natural. But you're right. Yeah, you got to get out and experience the world a little bit. And I think that's hard for it's easier for people to not. So that's what they were talking about. Friction maxing. It's the new challenge. Who'd have ever believed that we actually have to consciously go, hey, go outside, talk to people.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Before you used to friction max with someone you were interested and attracted to, but now we got to call it this.
Yeah, friction maxing used to have a whole different definition, didn't it? Wake up, get
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, if you heard about this, Michaela, but there's a couple of guys that have run their mouths on social media in the sports world, made little bets, and now they're having to pay for it. One guy was talking about how the Clippers, the LA Clippers, you know, the NBA team. Oh, you know, didn't you sing the anthem for them?
Yeah.
Sing the anthem for the Clippers, you know. So some guy was talking mess about how they suck. And he was like, if at any point during the season they go 15-3 or whatever it was, I'll print out this tweet and eat it. And now he's got to.
Feeding it.
This guy named Larry Shea is a so-called golf bettor. And he bet that this dude, that Scottie Scheffler, who's literally like the best in the game right now, would not win a golf tournament in California. He said, if Scottie Scheffler wins this week, I will only eat Wendy's chili for a month.
Oh, God. And
guess what happened? Guess what happened? So this dude, he said the only thing, he congratulated Scottie. Did a video, said the only thing I'm going to be eating until February 25th for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is Wendy's chili. No cheese, no crackers, just chili.
Dang!
On day two, he tweeted, breakfast chili is surprisingly underrated. That's a true story. I would like the ability to, what do you call it? Just to add to supplement to...
Yeah, totally.
To accessorize.
Uh-huh.
But so he did note that he regrets not allowing crackers. Most people probably wouldn't mind if he wanted to mix it up with a little cheese and onions, but he's not gonna do it. He says, I've been abusing my digestive tract for 50 years now. I got this.
Good for him.
This is something that in most situations, I would say, I could do that. I don't know. A whole month of Wendy's chili.
Yeah, dude.
Michaela, could you go an entire month? See, if you told me a month of cold pizza, I'd do it.
Yeah, listen, it's not for me, it's not the want, it's the can't. Like, my body would shut down. It'd be like, no, girl, stop it.
Adrian, could you?
Peel over.
You turn your mic on.
So, chicken wings, I love those things. I don't think I could do it for an entire month, though.
One thing, no switch ups. One thing for an entire month.
I don't think so.
Could you make... 2 weeks sounds pretty easy. Michaela, could you do 2 weeks?
I think 7 days would be my max.
That would be it.
Because there's no other nutritional value. And I'm not even a nutritional value kind of girl. But even I know you can't live off chili. My body would deplete. I'd just be laying here dead. Like,
well, now you're making
carrot?
Two. Now you're over celery? Here being the voice of reason. Now you're
that's
over here
a
making,
problem when I'm the voice of reason.
Now you're over here making too much sense.
Yeah.
Adrian, pick your favorite. You get to pick one food. How long do you think you could last?
Chicken wings, 2 weeks, I think, would be my max.
Make 2 weeks.
Maybe because it has protein.
But it's not, Michaela, it's not even that. Like, on a simpler thing, I just think my mouth, like, my body would just, in my mouth again, would be like, this again? And my body would be like, no.
I do appreciate that that's where you've gone on this. I'm like, honestly, in my brain, I'm like, could I choke it down? And you're like, well, chicken wings are protein.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
If you had the world's most perfect food, if there was the most perfect nutritionally viable food. Well, again, pizza.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, 9:02 on Wednesday morning, the 28th day of January 2026. Yeah, I don't know why there's a little pause there, just ready to jump in at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. She's Michaela Gorton, he's Adrian Hernandez. We were talking a few minutes ago about, what were they calling it, friction maxing? Of how are trying to make their lives not as convenient. One other thing that we didn't talk about, it's so funny when people started getting on the internet a lot, then there was a fairly long run of folks being misdiagnosed by WebMD. You know, because everybody go, oh no, I've got this. Like right now, Michaela's got like an earache, and it's worked its way into her jaw, and she's got like a headache and whatnot.
Yeah, so naturally, I have TMJ.
Yeah, well, but WebMD would tell you it was cancer,
yeah.
Right? Like everything turned into the new 2026 version of this is Gen Z. Gen Z doesn't go to the doctor anymore, apparently. And adults 18 to 29, again, Gen Z, almost half have asked AI chatbots about their STDs.
Oh, my God.
So now I get it. I get it because it's a lot easier to ask AI about it than to have to look another person in the eye and go, doc, I got an issue.
Yeah, what is this?
I got an issue. Here is the issue. Here's the problem. Among the Gen Zers who asked AI and then later got tested, pretty much 1 in 3 say that the chatbot misdiagnoses. Here's where it gets weird. I may be doing this entire bit just for this line. 1 in 3 say that whatever chatbot they went to misdiagnosed, even though more than half say they included photos. What?
Oh, my God.
Photos?
They put it on ChatGPT. I was going to say they put it on the ChatGPT. Like, how old am I?
Yeah,
they put it on that old
ChatGPT. You're not. Along with listing all the symptoms. Now, doesn't that somehow end up getting, this is the part, you know, I'm not a believer in permanent record. There's some people go, oh, it goes on your permanent record. This and that. Nobody cares about this, no. But I don't think I'm putting those pictures with those.
No.
I don't know. Somehow that just feels like it get traced back.
And even if it doesn't, you're going to think every day for the rest of your life, are those going to pop up?
Is it going to pop up? Yes. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 Gen Zers who used AI for such questions, they're likely to do it again. Even though 1 out of 3, it goes.
Yep. Nope. I hear that.
And 35% say they're, well, of course they are. They're more comfortable talking to an AI chatbot than to a medical professional. I get that.
But, yeah, but you could do that with telehealth or like an online doc. Like you can still do it online.
Is telehealth, they still know your name though, right?
Yeah, but you're getting accurate information, babe. My God. I like everything that that Gen Z does. I really do. I think they're so cute and so cool. But you guys.
It's funny because you're the one who uses ChatGPT out of this show.
Yes, but I'm not using it to diagnose myself, even though I did this morning, and that's how I know I have TMJ, okay? I wouldn't do it for something serious like that.
Maybe you need to get accurate information, babe.
Don't do this to me! My life is flashing in front of my eyes. I hate myself. Lonely in this crowd
I've seen. 3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Remember yesterday we were talking about the people who hid the ducks in their house for the house cleaners and how rude they were?
Definitely.
These guys are even, they got nothing. They got nothing on these guys.
Oh, God.
How rude is this? Two guys go hiking during England's highest peak. Ooh. You know what I mean? It's like Lone Mountain. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like hiking Lone Mountain or whatever. But it was winter and it was bad. And apparently one of these dopes had a prior leg injury and was on crutches, but they're going hiking anyway. Whatever. They got caught in the bad conditions and had to be rescued. The Wasdale Mountain Rescue Team spent 7 hours saving these guys. And again, they called the operation avoidable since the one guy had a prior leg injury and was on a crutch anyway, probably shouldn't have been hiking even in the good conditions.
Yeah, hello.
But they were out there in the bad conditions. So they rescue these guys and they take them to a nearby hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hotel says, great, we'll give you a discount.
Great.
Feel free. Please, we're sorry that this has happened to you, and we'll give you a discount. These guys left, didn't pay the bill, didn't thank the staff, which, by the way, you know these guys must have been jerks.
Totally.
Because it was noted that nobody even said thank you. You know, after they brought them in. And when they went to breakfast, they thought they should get breakfast for free.
Oh, Lord.
And on top of all that, they're not returning phone calls or emails.
Jerks.
The story, obviously, they took it to the press. A GoFundMe started, of which now the hotel has made nearly $7,000.
And they said,
the bill was $180, right? Plus I guess they paid for breakfast. And they were mad about paying for breakfast and then bounced without paying the bill. The extra money, so the hotel's going to take theirs out of the $7,000 and then give the rest of it to fund future rescue operations. But they were like, hey, just, you know, y'all should know that you should at least say thank you. The world that we live in right now. Crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, Michaela, the frozen margarita machine was invented by a guy named Mariano Martinez. He invented frozen margs in Dallas in 1971. Why isn't there a statue?
Yeah.
Why do we not celebrate this man? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. He actually had an idea to put margarita mix into the soft serve ice cream machine with a couple of slight modifications.
Genius.
So that he could sell frozen drinks at his Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And just just a way to bring in extra traffic. And there you go.
It's awesome.
Hewlett Packard very easily could have been Packard Hewlett, because Bill Hewlett and David Packard formed their company, and they go, what are we going to call it? And they said, well, let's flip a coin. And they did. And Bill Hewlett won the flip.
Oh, it's awesome.
His name goes first. And I probably should have done this yesterday. I saw this after the show, and I feel bad that I didn't get this in time. But yesterday was, pretty chilly. We were in the 30s in Las Vegas. 30s. When meteorologists report the real feel, outside, how you look at it and goes, it's 38, but it feels like 35.
Totally.
And you go, you know what? It really does feel like 35. That's not just like an arbitrary number. Wind chill and the real feel temperature is actually calculated using a very complicated equation. It combines temperature, it combines wind speed, it combines humidity, and all the other stuff. And apparently they have special calculators that they use to come up with the numbers.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Kind of. Just so you can trust. That one you can trust. That
you can trust.
When they say it's 38, it feels like it's 35, you go, yeah, it does feel like it's 35. You actually know what you're talking about.
Scientific.
So yep. Have an amazing day. Be good to people today. Give somebody a shout that you haven't talked to in a while, because you never know when that chance may evaporate and you never get the opportunity again. So don't let it slip through your fingers. And be good. Like we said, be good to people. That's the overarching. We're we're finding way too many reasons not to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if it just has to be us that's putting good out in the world, then let it be us. Let it start with us, and we'll go from there. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. I swear by it. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, you know what? I completely skipped by. I didn't even say follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Yes, sir. We are chilling today, but two new episodes of Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez available on YouTube. Plus, if you haven't heard, we've been giving away tickets for AEW Dynamite and Collision. AEW coming to town next week at the Palms for Dynamite and Collision. We got your tickets for that, but we also have an opportunity to come to the station, our Odyssey Sound Space, for a Unlikely Live, first time ever live interview with AEW's national champion, Ricochet, Vegas' own, in person. Go on our Instagram at 98.5KLUC. Flyer for the event is posted and pinned. Leave a comment on who you'd bring to the show if you got selected, and you might end up at our building. All right, that's all I got to promote. I'm out of here. Have a great day.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon. I'm my KALAHGORDON.
But I was so fired up about us being good to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was real. I was focused. Did you see that? I meant it with my whole chest.
Yes.
I did. Well, it's okay. So we took care of all the rest of it. So just have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye, Zay.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.